Allow your eyes to close. All right. Let's get comfortable. Why not settle into a comfortable chair? Take a deep breath. And then let it go. And as my voice is slowing down, you can slow down too, as you hear every word that I'm saying. And the parts that are listening to me are all of the parts of your body, including the unconscious parts that help your heart beat and for you to breathe and hear and see. And you do all of these things without even thinking about them. They just go on all of the time. And it's to those parts that will remember every word that I say, even if your conscious mind forgets. Because you never have to remind yourself how your heart should beat or how you should breathe. These parts are among all of the things that are inside us that remind us at all times how to live. And now those same parts can remind you automatically how to eat when you're hungry and recognize when you're not hungry. Because we want you to live and eat like a naturally thin person who never has to think about what they're doing, because they automatically choose healthy, natural foods and to stick to their eating plan. Now, today, I'm going to give you all the tools that you need to eliminate emotional eating. You know, there's all kinds of surveys and studies about people who succeed on a weight loss plan and those who fail. And the surprising thing is that most people who break their eating plan do so because they're stressed, depressed, bored, rebellious, or in just some way, some kind of emotional situation that causes them to go back to their old eating habits. Diets are a very, very good way to tell you what to eat, how many calories, how many macros, and when to eat it. But they don't really take much into account at some level that a lot of people, maybe like you, feel that they need food to manage the stresses and strains of everyday life when it comes to losing weight. And especially when it comes to losing weight in a natural and permanent way, and knowledge of what to eat and when to eat really isn't enough. I mean, there's no shortage of nutritional information and all kinds of information that will tell you what to eat. And in fact, most people know this already. But almost none of them really take into account that on some level, many of us feel that we need food to manage the stress and strains of everyday life when it comes to losing weight. And more particularly, to keep it off. Knowledge of what to eat and when to eat just isn't enough. I mean, we all know that to lose weight, you need to eat a little less, eat a little better, eat according to a plan. And of course, to move around and exercise a little bit more. There are exercise books, programs, gyms everywhere. There's more access to information about what you need than ever before. The basic reason this is all happening, that people continue to be overweight, is because that people eat too much and make bad choices. But you'll have a new ability, or even a renewed ability, to do things differently. You see, when they're under stress, or in some way their emotions tell them they need to change things up, you can't break the old habit of emotional eating until you teach yourself that there's a better way of handling the emotions of stress, the emotions of impatience or anger or loneliness, other than by eating the wrong foods. And that's what this session is going to do for you. It's going to rely on your mind to help you create the new healthy habits and give you positive tools to break old bad habits of emotional eating. We'll give you some very clear profiles of emotional eaters and the ways and reasons that emotional eating comes about in life that are really starting to emerge. Now, if you're an emotional eater, you almost certainly want to lose weight for the same reasons that everyone else does: to be more attractive, to be healthier, to have more energy, to fit into your clothes, have better clothes that are really slim and attractive. You want your life to be better, not just your body. Most people who want to lose weight also do so to help with their self-esteem, to help them stop criticizing themselves, to stop food from being a conflict in your life, and to help you control moodiness or unhappiness or anxiety or anger. Now, what's the difference between eating from true hunger and eating for emotional reasons? So let's look at a few things. If you eat and after you're done eating, you feel a sense of regret or guilt, well, almost certainly that's not from hunger. If your hunger isn't located in your belly, if you crave the taste of a certain food in your mouth, and you can't stop thinking or imagining of a certain food, almost certainly that's not real hunger. That's a craving coming around for emotional reasons. If you eat way past your full, if you really eat and eat until you're totally stuffed, then that's certainly not eating from hunger. If you eat and you don't notice what you're eating, for example, you've just started having a little snack and all of a sudden, wow, a whole container of ice cream is gone, or a whole package of cookies is gone. Almost certainly, that's emotional eating. It's not from hunger. If your hunger feels really urgent and it's really banging, 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 and just pulling on you, almost certainly that's not hunger. Hunger is a slow, steady sort of gnawing feeling. It's not a powerful, urgent thing, unless you're starving and haven't eaten for days and if your feelings come on fast. No. Emotional eating is kind of like flipping a switch. Because when those feelings come on really, really quickly, almost certainly that's not true hunger. True hunger comes slowly and sends a bit of signals at a time. Now, eating for emotional reasons is very, very real. And it's real for us. It's part of life. I'm here to tell you that if you really address the things that make you emotionally hungry, there's 100% chance of having real satisfaction in eating once again. There's 100% chance that you will lose your weight or be more energetic, slim, healthy, and you'll fit into all of your clothes. All those reasons will come together and become real for you. If you continue to eat every time you're emotionally upset or distraught or lonely or bored or angry, or you need a pick-me-up in the middle of the day because you're feeling down, or any of the reasons that we call emotional eating, you're going to miss the opportunity of real satisfaction. Because that emotional hunger will just continue to grow along with your waistline. Now, I've heard many reasons over the years that I've been working with people about emotional eating. And I'd like you to just think about these and see, are any of these true for you? A lot of people, particularly women, may secretly be afraid of being thin. They overeat, or they keep the pounds on because they fear being thin, fear being attractive, fear of what will happen. It's so different. Does your body feel like there's a war going on? People who have struggled with weight loss often eat as a payback to those who've hurt them, maybe way back in the distant past in their childhood. They use their body as a battleground for working out old resentments. Yes, it's true. Some people eat to get revenge or have control over their body if they felt like they didn't have control before overeating. Because being overweight often has overtones of abuse or sexual overtones or overtones of intimacy. Some people stay overweight so that nobody desires them. And unfortunately, I've met many people like this. Some people feel like they're not worthy of attaining this goal, so you may as well be overweight. Maybe people fear that if they're at their natural weight, their life will be out of control. And each time you protect yourself from getting too close to certain people or people get to you, maybe your appetite kicks in suddenly when you're faced with new challenges or new stresses. Or maybe you're just too busy to take the time to really pay attention to what you eat. And to lose weight and that you use food kind of as an anesthetic to avoid risk. People eat to protect themselves from fear of failing or failure. And let me tell you, fear of failure and weight loss from people who have tried and failed before is a very, very big issue. I'm here to tell you that your unconscious mind is getting every tool you need to conquer emotional eating on this super session right here. And you're going to get every tool you need in my other hypnosis sessions to really succeed. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be perfect overnight. In fact, we're not looking for perfection, only progress. A lot of people rebel and they just don't want to be told what to eat. And that's why I believe deep down inside of you, you already know what to eat. It's all you need, so no one needs to tell you what to do. People tell me that food makes up for things they've lost in the past. They use food to fill themselves up for things they feel they've missed. I'm often told that I don't really have satisfaction or love in my life. But I've got food. And if your hunger gets activated because your relationships, your intimate relationships, your relationships with your friends and families are unsatisfied, if you attempt to satisfy it with food, I'm going to have to tell you that it doesn't work. But I'd like to remind you, it's not working for you, and there are better ways to deal with food, and that's what we're here for. And there are better ways to deal with making relationships more healthy and more satisfying. People even tell me, and you may laugh, because they tell me that I don't deal with relationships when I'm chewing. I can't hear my inner critic. Well, there are so many real solutions to working with that inner critic. People tell me that food is one of their faithful friends. Food's always been there for them when their parents weren't there, or intimate others. Food became their only friend. Well, I'm here to tell you that food can be your very best friend and still not make you overweight. We're here to reestablish and make healthy relationships with food. Eating, following your guidelines, they're all there for you to really build that healthy relationship with food. So if food is your only friend right now, let's make that friend even better. A better friend will help you be slim and energetic and attractive and well-nourished. Some people feel like they're really sticking up for themselves and they take control over what they put in their mouth. Some people feel that's the only ultimate control that they really have, what they put in their mouth. Some people have taken eating and made it kind of like an adult pacifier. They put something in their mouth quickly. It helps them and you feel a little better in the moment. Once again, I'm here to tell you that by the time you finish the entire Boca diet system, you'll have all the healthy habits and tools you need. So no one will have to pacify themselves with anger, stress, boredom, or emotions come up. Now you may eliminate emotional eating at your own pace. Some people, the lucky ones I guess, eliminate it overnight. Others notice a gradual change. And over time, all those habits change and become good. Now I wonder if in your entire life, ever felt real joy, real happiness? Everyone's life is filled with emotion, but I want you to recall a time of real joy. And now, I'd like you to take that joy into the future. Your future as a naturally thin person. Now, even though your unconscious mind has heard and remembered every single word that I've said, it's not necessary that your conscious mind remember it at all. In fact, you can remember part of it and forget part of it and not worry about remembering or remembering to forget it. It's okay. But you will remember to review this super session and every super session of the Boca diet system. And to see the benefits in your future. Now, whenever you're ready, take all the time you need to feel yourself coming back and noticing your breathing, where you're sitting. And starting to feel your toes and your feet, maybe give them a little wiggle, or your fingers. And then whenever you're ready, open your eyes and welcome back.